Ask.com.
Good morning to the Northern Plains, live from the studios of 550 K-Fire Bismarck, KCJB Minot, AM 1100 The Flag, Fargo 1090, KTGO Boomin to the Bakken, and KLTC in Dickinson. This is What's on Your Mind with Steve Bakken. I'm Scott Hennon. We are live today at Nesset Consulting Services. And you know you're in Tioga when you pull up to Nesset Consulting Services on a beautiful, crisp December morning, 1 week before Christmas, and right there lit up is this awesome, beautiful nativity scene. Absolutely beautiful. And I tell you, the new facility, it's more like a lodge. It's like a chalet. Steve, isn't this facility just phenomenal?
Yeah, I was up there for the grand opening. I did Energy Matters up there when they had that. And oh my gosh, you talk about state of the art. And knowing the story of where Nesset Consulting started, and what Kathy has built and grown up in the oil patch from basically a closet on the old ranch, and then growing that into the business that she has today. And that facility, if you ever drive through Tioga, make sure you stop and check it out. It's on the east side of the road heading north. Beautiful building. Absolutely gorgeous. And it does look like a lodge. I kind of want to go up there and spend a weekend or something.
A little birdie told me that, since we're about to hit 1 million barrels per day in production in North Dakota, there might be some sort of a celebration plan for 2014, maybe around about April or so, that you might want to circle your calendar for. Sometimes birdies are right and sometimes they're not, but I think Nesset Consulting Service might even host that, if that little birdie is right. But
well,
anyway,
tell that little birdie to make sure it's a Tuesday afternoon.
We must schedule around Energy Matters with Steve Bakken and Tim Fisher. Exactly right. Which, by the way, is a great show. 3 to 5 Tuesdays on the 550 K-Fire and a couple other stations, including soon in Fargo-Moorhead. So anyway, we are live today at Nesset Consulting Services. I want to start with the road conditions if we can, because one of the reasons that Kathy Nesset was not able to join us on the program today is she had a trip meeting in Williston, and I tell you, Highway 2 is slick, so she had to leave a bit early. She has actually joined us earlier, and we're going to play that program, our conversation with Kathy over the holidays as well, so you'll hear that. But her son, Randy Nesset, will join us a little later on in the program as well. I'm looking at Highway 2. I'm actually looking at Highway 40 physically, but that one, too, is a little rough. But Highway 2, a good chunk of it, Williston to Minot, is scattered ice, as well as ice and compacted snow. All of 83, from Minot down to Bismarck, is scattered ice and snow. 94, other than a little stretch from Dickinson to Mandan being okay, all of 94 is either ice and compacted snow or scattered ice. And a good chunk of, I would say, Devil's Lake to Minot, on up to the Canadian border, Carrington, Wishick, all in that area, you're talking lots of frost on the road. So there's not a lot of normal driving conditions out there today. In fact, Brad from Grand Forks is on the phone, wanted to tell us about how the roads are where he is. And let us know at 800-228-0550, 800-228-0550 on what's on your mind. And today it sounds like for you, Brad, it's the roads. What's up?
Hey, I'm driving from Grand Forks towards Devil's Lake, and I'm right out here by Larimore. And it has been an ice skating rink pretty much the entire way. I'm down to 45, sometimes down to 35, which even at times seems frighteningly too fast. Of course, I'm pulling a semi with double trailers, so I'm maybe a little more cautious, but the roads are really slick. It looks like, probably melted overnight a little bit and then froze. So it has been, there's been just a very, very, very few patches where there seems to be dry roads, but other than that, it looks like the ice at Ingolstadt Arena is pretty bad. Tell everybody to be careful.
That's a good analogy, Steve. It's as icy as the Ralph, right? So be careful. It's not a good thing when the roads are like the Ralph. You know what I'm saying? So, and he's right. I mean, last night was just treacherous. We had that little event at the Farm Festival building, and folks were coming in from Powers Lake, and I drove from Stanley, took an hour from Stanley. It was just to get to Tioga. So it's, and you know, that's the thing. That's a daily occurrence here. I asked Kathy that earlier. I said, what's your biggest concern? What keeps you up at night? She said, the safety of my employees. And,
yeah.
And not on the rigs. That's, they're as safe as they've ever been. I'm talking about on the roads. You know, think about that. So be careful, Brad, okay?
All right, thanks. Hey, I got a real quick question for you, if you got a second.
Sure.
Are you going to be able to get Wayne Stengem to come on and talk about this, the court case where the man who is involved in a homosexual marriage is now marrying a woman?
Friday, to answer your first question, Wayne Stengem is going to join us. I'll make sure they know that was one of the questions we had. The plan with Wayne was to talk about the DUI law changes being proposed by some folks in the legislature. What else? We're going to ask him something yesterday, too, Steve, about the enactment clause or something on...
Yeah, the enactment clause, and then about some of the, you know, 'tis the season where there's scams popping up all over the place. So
That's right.
We're going to talk to him about some of the scams that are cropping up, because it seems like there's always a different wave of scams around the holiday season that make their way through North Dakota.
We'll try and add that topic as well, though, because that's a story worthy of a little bit of sunshine as well, Brad.
The reason I'm concerned about it, or, you know, or curious about it, I should say, is it seems like that's kind of one of the unforeseen consequences of allowing homosexual marriage. This, you know, nobody thought of this one. So
I'll tell you what, the proverbial slippery slope gets used way too often, but in this case, marriage is not for us to define. And when you start trying to think as humans we can redefine what it is, that's exactly what happens in my mind. So,
thanks, guys.
Appreciate you, Brad. Who's next, Steve?
Let's go to Scott in Center. Scott, what's on your mind today?
In light of a federal judge's ruling there yesterday that the NSA spying program is unconstitutional, I was wondering if I would hope everybody would call for Hoven, Heitkamp, and Kramer to put legislation in to appeal the Patriot Act and defund, in Kramer's case, the NSA and different agencies. And it's bipartisan support to do that. Last time they tried it, there was like 30, 40 Democrats that signed on. It was over, just barely didn't pass by six. So it's been ruled that it is unconstitutional. It's against the Fourth Amendment. So I'd like to see where our legislature stand.
You know, we probably should remind folks, this has been a big story, obviously, over the last 24 hours, but a federal judge has said that the NSA phone surveillance program is likely unconstitutional. Not, he doesn't have the final word, but this is obviously going to be challenged. And what's amazing, and by the way, some folks are saying, okay, Snowden's now vindicated. This ruling makes him a hero. And, of course, we've had a debate on this program about whether he's a hero or a traitor. We've also had a debate just yesterday, and we're going to talk about it a little later on in the program, about whether or not a news reporter going in to expose safety flaws in a school is okay to break the law. And, you know, I guess somebody yesterday brought up the Snowden link. Does Edward Snowden now go from goat to hero here, Steve, in your eyes?
No, because Scott, tell me if I'm wrong here, but to me it goes back to the mechanism by which it was done. I wasn't too harsh on him in the first place to admonish him, but the mechanism by which he carried that out, that was treasonous.
By the way, we had a fellow last night. I'm sorry, did you want to get something else in, Scott? Go ahead.
Yeah, I would just like to say or remind everybody that Washington and the rest of our forefathers were deemed that they were treasonous and that there was bounties out on them and that they should be hung. So, you know, I guess everybody has their opinion on it, but as far as I'm concerned, he brought something to the attention of the American people that was unconstitutional, and, you know, I think he did the right thing.
Appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch. I want to know the facts, and, you know, we had, after that story broke, a guy on the program by the name of General Mike Hayden. And maybe we can invite him back now that this ruling has happened, and again, remind ourselves what exactly the Patriot program, the Patriot Act allowed. Because specifically to what Eric Snowden, you know, put forward, I do not think the man is a hero. I do not. I think the damage that was done in what our enemies now know about, of our ability to capture their information, without compromising anything in the way of what you or I are doing is okay. And I know that's going to put me at crosshairs with a lot of the listeners. We had a guy last night, Rocky from Tioga, who's called the program, Steve, for you and I before.
Mm-hmm.
He got up and he talked about, I think he had spent some time in Wyoming, and he had this great admiration for Dick Cheney. And he thought Dick Cheney was just the most wonderful person and ever agreed with him on every issue. And then he heard Vice President Cheney on What's on Your Mind. And he said he heard him say that Eric Snowden was a traitor. And he thought, here's this man I have such enormous respect for. And he now calls this man a traitor. And in my view, he's a hero. So, you know, what do you think? Is he a hero? Does the ruling vindicate him now? Or is he still a traitor?
Well, when we come back from the break, I'll tie something else into that as well. So 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. I'm Steve Bachman with Scott Henn, and this is What's on Your Mind.
A program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work to reduce the rate of premature birth. The numbers have gone down in the past 5 years, but still, nearly 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
Have you got stink? Terrible odor problem? Help is here from a North Dakota company that gets rid of odors guaranteed. StopSmellNow.com. They've got a provisional patent on odor cure. It's odor medicine is what it is. And cigarette and smoke odors are gone. Mold and mildew odor gone. Mouse odor, patent cat urine smells, hockey equipment, even rotting meat in a fridge or freezer, that awful odor gone. In fact, they're so confident in the product, they offer an odor-free guarantee, which means if the odor is not removed, they give you your money back, guaranteed, no questions asked. It's winter, it's getting cold outside, so they want to help you get your auto, home, farm machinery decontaminated today so you don't have to breathe in those toxic odors all winter long. And listen to this. Call now. For the first 50 people that call today, they'll give you free shipping and take $5 off each product. Go to StopSmellNow.com or call 855-800-ODOR, 855-800-ODOR, or go online to StopSmellNow.com and get that great deal for the first 50 people that call now.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. December 4th, 2013. Gold opened this morning at 1227.10. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for 1272.15, 636.08 for a half ounce, or 318.04 for a quarter ounce. That's 1272.15, 636.08, and 318.04.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
You're tuned to What's on Your Mind, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Studio at What's on Your Mind, radio.com. If you'd like to drop us an email, or if you'd like to go to our website or our Twitter account, our Facebook or Twitter, you can go to the website, What's on Your Mind, radio.com. That'll take you everywhere you need to be. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, we're going to talk with Ike Walker, Valley News Live news director, on their piece on school safety, which led to a reporter being investigated for breaking laws on entering schools without permission, a big topic from yesterday, Scott.
Indeed, and we're going to chat more about that. A lot of your questions came up. We said we'd try and schedule them, try and learn more about it. Some folks supported Valley News Live in this, some did not, so we want to give you an opportunity to visit with the man who made the decision to send a reporter in there. Also at 10:30 on the program, we're going to talk with Father Benny. Do you remember that story back in October of Saturday night mass being celebrated at St. Michael's in Ray, and a man walks in with a rifle? Remember that in the back of the church? And wanted money, and took a bag and a rifle, and the priest, Father Benny, was up on the altar, came down, faced down the barrel of the gun, faced the barrel of the gun down to number one, say, hey, don't hurt these people. Walked right up to the man, okay, because the first thing the guy said is don't move. Totally defused the situation, and it's been a few months since that, so we'll talk a little bit about how that's affected the St. Michael's in Ray, St. Thomas's here in Tioga, and really it's a tough job because it's the Christmas season. Folks are away from their families. Here's a faith leader in the middle of the oil patch. We're going to talk a little bit about that. So anyway, he'll be here at Father Benny at 10:30 today on the program as well.
Scott, before we get back to the phone calls, I do want to tie in one quick point here, and this kind of flew under the radar, and I think it ties into what's going on with the NSA stuff. Did you catch all the talking points this past weekend when they were talking about the guy that's been missing for, 5 years now in Iran? The federal government was like, oh, no, he's no ties to us. No. Now it comes out that he actually was working with the CIA, a CIA contractor, and basically they're letting him twist in the wind. Iran says they have no knowledge of where he may be at, but I think you can tie that back into some of the NSA stuff as well.
Is this the pastor that's over there? Is that the one we've been waiting for? Is it somebody unrelated? Do you know?
Yeah, he's got the big gray beard. It's the guy. He disappeared about 4 or 5 years ago in Iran. CIA came out. Federal government came out, disavowed any connection with him. It's like, nope, we got nothing. Now it's come out that he was a CIA, not an operative, but he was a contractor for the CIA. You know, I think that ties into some of the NSA stuff. I think it ties into where this government and where this administration has gone down the road for so long of being disingenuous with the American people. It's just not right letting this guy twist in the wind. In fact, his family had filed a lawsuit, which they won. The CIA very quietly paid off the family, and that's where the information came out that, yeah, he was involved with the CIA. Now, I think you can tie that into some of the NSA stuff as well.
Is it ever okay to break the law? That's what Eric Snowden did. That's what a reporter from the Valley News Live did. We talked about that yesterday, the news director coming up to chat about it. We want your take. It's 701-258-0550, 800-228-0550. And if you are traveling today and have hands-free devices in your vehicle, give us a ring and let us know how the roads are where you are. They're not good in a big chunk of North Dakota today, so drive to the conditions, don't use that cruise control, and let us know how things are out there. Now, let's go to Barnes County. A lot of wisdom in good old Barnes County, and David is joining us on Breaking the Law. Go ahead, David.
Yes. Have you ever heard of Rosa Parks?
Rosa Parks, sure.
Absolutely.
Back of the bus. Back of the bus.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and she broke the law, right?
Was that a law at the time, or was that city ordinance law? I didn't remember.
It was a city ordinance. It was a law down south.
Yes, and she broke the law, and the good came out of that.
So tell listeners how you're connecting those dots.
Well, she broke the law. And as I recall, she was tossed in jail for it. And still, it brought about a change in the whole anti-black laws down there in the South. It's a trigger to make a change for the positive.
So let's bring this forward to our discussion yesterday and later this hour. Reporter sees a sign, says, to enter this school without permission, you're breaking the law. Goes in anyway, in the name of trying to expose a weakness in the school safety process.
Well, I think his boss and the female reporter, right?
Yep.
Anyway, she went ahead and did it, and I think it's a good thing because it's going to make some changes in
that's
the
my
way
question.
Security
that's my
is operated.
Sorry, David. My question to you was, does this particular situation rise? If I was a school official, I wouldn't want every knucklehead trying to pull this off where I'm trying to educate kids. That's the only thing I have to tell you. And I don't know that you can go around and say, oh, that reporter's Rosa Parks now because she did that. They ought to fix security. But I don't know if we ought to say it's lawful for reporters to try and I don't know. It's a fine line because it is a whistleblower kind of situation.
It is a fine line, but sometimes you got to be prepared to take the consequences from doing what is right. And what she did was right.
Appreciate the call. Thanks, David. Who's next, Steve?
Let's go to Ed in Minot. Ed, you got a road report for us. How are the roads up around Minot this morning?
Minot to Stanley is pretty much a slip and slide. And I'm headed south on 8 from Stanley to Newtown. It's actually pretty good.
How fast are you going, Ed?
I'm going to speed limit on Highway 8, no problem. On Highway 2, I was going around 50 mile an hour. Varied there, some a little faster, some slower. It's not real good now, going east and west. So.
Yeah, I thought of a question last night while I was in the middle of a couple of snow fogs as I was slowing down and I thought I was driving to the conditions, okay? What you really need to do out here, especially with all the traffic in the back. My view, yeah. I was driving to the conditions, and that was Stanley to Tioga at about 45 miles an hour, okay?
Exactly.
As I was going 45 miles an hour, semis, who obviously didn't have the issues I do in my little putzy Ford Taurus, were going by me, which then very nearly puts me in total whiteout. They've got a job to do. They can't go behind me. And I wonder how much more dangerous I make their life by being at 45 miles an hour, which I think I need to be because of what's going on Highway 2. We need like a trucker roundtable on what's on your mind.
That's life, yep. I got a request, though, sir.
Steve has all the requests here. Steve is in charge of requests, so you tell him what you want.
I'd like a regular guest from the DOT, Department of Transportation, so we could ask questions, you know. Once or twice a month or something. Last year, road construction was out of control. I mean, they could update us on all the stuff that's going on.
Can we accommodate that, Steve?
Absolutely we can. We'll get Eldon on, Captain Eldon Mayer from the North Dakota Highway Patrol. We'll get the DOT on and talk all good things trucking out in the oil patch and across the state of North Dakota.
Good idea. We're on it, Ed, for sure. We'll get the DOT folks on. And also, I'm trying to get a trucker roundtable. I think that'd be fun. Anyway, more on the situation with the reporter next on What's On Your Mind.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's On Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Hey, truckers, if you're traveling in the Bakken, take time to visit the all-new $3.5 million truck wash in Stanley, North Dakota. It's now called the North Dakota Truck Wash. The new manager, Megan's on the phone. And, Megan, folks are raving about your VIP service. Tell us about it.
Sure. We offer a wide variety of services here. We've got free Wi-Fi, television while you wait, showers, hot coffee, donuts, snacks. Come on in and relax while you're waiting for your wash.
And, you know, most truck washes specialize in highway trucks, but Bakken trucks are not highway trucks. Tell us the difference.
That's right. Here in the Bakken, the mud is just, it gets caked on there, it gets baked on. We've got ice on top of the mud. We have a demudding system that sprays on 50 gallons per minute, and we just blast that mud right off. And we've got the chemistry figured out now. We've got the correct chemicals to blast that mud away.
It's a new state-of-the-art facility using the newest equipment and the best chemistry to cut through the Bakken ice and mud. Look for the signs off Highway 8 or just south of the Senex and Stanley off Highway 2, the all-new North Dakota Truck Wash.
It's time for a home security quiz. Answer this. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $35? Yes, it's Fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. It's like a lamp on a timer, but far more convincing. And for only $34.95, Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. Go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-877-877. 877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388. Or go to FAKETV.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent. Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What's in your mind? I'm Steve Bach, along with Scott Hannon, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, studio at whatsinyourmindradio.com. Some slippery conditions around the state. If you've got a road report, feel free to give us a call and share with our neighbors. Around the region, Bismarck, Mandan, 20 this hour this morning, Williston at 17, Dickinson 17, Minot 17. In Bowman, they're at 13, Jamestown 21, Devil's Lake 15, Grand Forks 8 this morning. A little chilly up in the northeast part of the state. See, it's that whole armpit of the weather part in winter in North Dakota. That's Grand Forks. I lived there too long. Fargo at 15 this hour, Miles City, Montana at 16, Mobridge 23, Pier 28, and Aberdeen at 22 this hour. AJ in Minot, what's on your mind today?
Yes, sir. Say, I'd like to comment on the fact that she went into that school. I don't think it's, you know, a bad thing that happened. If there's a law that says she can't do that, that's fine, and she should pay the consequences. But the simple fact is we shouldn't wait for the problem to do something if it were to happen here. I believe there's, and correct me if I'm wrong, there's a legacy fund established. I believe it's 30% going into a fund for our children. I'm not sure what the balance is now, but I think we should take a vote from the kids. If it would be okay to use some of those funds to put some policing in the schools so they feel safer or don't have to feel that it's not safe to be there. I think we'd get a strong vote that that would be okay. And our kids would be voting to utilize that money in the right way.
You know, you have a very good point there. And I have to tell you, AJ, we'll get dizzy if we get out a map and try and figure out where all the pots of money are. And, you know, certainly any that are dedicated for education would be fair game for what you're talking about there. I wish we'd put every rainy day fund into one pot and then just decide who sort of has an earmark on each of those pots, because I think there's so many pots of money by design. You know, it's so confusing. It's, you know, this is for that and this is for that. And, you know, you lose track of what's constitutionally for this, that, and the other thing. It'd be a good conversation with Kathy Schmidt, because we have, she's the North Dakota State Treasurer. There's so darn many pots of money there, but I've got to think that security for our schools would be foremost for one of them. So I
try to meet with Kelly Schmidt at least once a month, because she knows where all those little pots are buried too, and she knows what's coming out of them. And it's amazing to me when you see allocations made, how long that money will sit there, because we don't have the labor force, we don't have a lot of the infrastructure in place to be able to use some of that money that gets earmarked for a lot of things, for projects that need to get done, Scott.
AJ, what was your idea of having the kids actually be involved in deciding what the security would be, or raising matching funds, or something? What were we talking?
Well, what businessman, as far as legislators, sets money aside and he can't get to it till what, 2017? No businessman is going to not be able to utilize his money and tie it up. If we want to brag as a state that look what we've got here, this big pot of money. And I've heard some of our people that represent us say, we're going to take this to Washington, and we're going to turn the country around. We're going to do what North Dakota has done for the whole country. Well, the whole country's not sitting on a bunch of oil that God has provided. So because we have these funds, we need to have, I guess, our kids who might be smarter than us start utilizing it for their benefit. Because my child goes to a school in Minot. And I went into that school after what happened in out east, 26 people gone. I volunteered. I hauled U.S. mail every morning at 5 a.m., and I'm back in town about 8:30. Kids stand out in front of that school and congregate because some of them don't have their first hour till 9. And there's a lot of them there. And it would be so simple for someone to come by and do something terrible. Now, I think parents that have the time to do it beyond money, if we can't get it approved and allocate to get people in there to do the work, how about we go to volunteer and let parents be out there, not with guns, but just watching. Kids don't pay attention to who's driving by and who might be the bad guy, but I know I can do it. And I can call the cops immediately, and they're just down the hill about 3 blocks. But I think it's, you know, the children, if some of them are scared, we got to create something that takes that fear and it goes away. And if it's the presence of someone there with a handgun that's authorized to use it and given the powers to use it as necessary, and we create a presence that people that want to do bad things, someone's waiting for them if they come. You know?
AJ, you brought up one great point. AJ, you brought up one great point, and I'm going to call you on another one, though. The point you bring up is we've gotten away from that service. People have gotten to the point where you just shove your kids off to a school district and you forget about them during the day. And we need more parents like you that are more involved and more want to be more interactive with what's going on in the schools and with their children's lives. And kudos for that. We need more of that. As far as going back to the money and North Dakota sitting on a big patch of oil and other places aren't, other places are. In North Dakota, though, we just allow that development because we have private land that we're developing. There's shale plays pretty much everywhere, whether it's gas or oil. They do have the wherewithal. But in a lot of places, politically, they won't let it be touched. So I'll call out other states saying that they could be in the position North Dakota is, but North Dakota is blessed because we have the private land ownership that allows that, and we have a state and state government that fosters that rather than tries to shove it under the rug or push it away or legislate it out of existence because of regulation and not having a favorable business climate. So there's other places that could capitalize on that, like North Dakota does as well.
I have a question for you, AJ, and if you want to comment on any of Steve's commentary as well, feel free. Are your kids scared? I don't think kids are scared. I think we as parents are scared. I think we as communities are scared that, oh, it could happen here. And yes, it could, but this is, again, a needle in the haystack deal, and that you want them to do more. But what really came into my mind when you were telling this story about kids being out in front of the school and kind of gathering and not paying attention to people drive by tells me you're never going to stop everything. You never are going to end evil. And somebody bent on doing harm, whether they get in the school or not, in the case that you just described, some nutcase drives by with a gun firing at will. You can't protect against that. There's kids outside schools every day in America, somewhere every single probably hour of the daylight. So
can we change the fact that they can't congregate? There's rules. There's a large gymnasium in every school. So instead of standing outside when it's 5 below. Or 0 or 10 above, or whatever, let them go into the gym to eliminate somebody going by and doing something like that.
I disagree. I don't think you can put kids in a cocoon. I lay awake at night. You know, I got a 17-year-old, a 13-year-old, you know, a fifth grader. I mean, I'm with you. I'm not saying I'm flippant about my kids, but I'm saying, you know, you just got to let go and ultimately entrust, make sure they're trained well. And I don't know how you say, okay, kids, don't congregate out in front of the school because somebody could drive by and shoot when it's a one in a zillion chance. I got a better chance of winning the lottery tonight than that happening.
Well, I'd like to share something that happened to me personally beyond the school.
Tell us.
Okay, and why I have fear of the change that's happening within our state. I've been preaching for the last 2 years that when you enter a room, pay attention to who's there. I was out of town. I won't say where. But there was an altercation that I didn't create that came upon me. And a gentleman pulled a knife on me. Now, I took care of what had to be done. He is now facing 10 years in prison. And I want to shout out to everybody that wherever you go, whatever you're doing, know your surroundings, because anything can happen. We North Dakotans trust each other. We got each other's backs. But we have different people within our state now that have a different culture or a different way they were brought up. And bad things have been happening. So we got to keep our heads out of the sand and start realizing, what are we going to do about what's happening here? It's going to potentially drive me out of Mina. When my boy graduates, I'm pretty sure I'm leaving the state of North Dakota.
Let me get this straight. First of all, your advice, fabulous. I mean, I can't think of any better advice, and what a great dad you are to say, kids, pay attention to who's around you, who's in the room, take a scan of it. But I would just add, I wouldn't say then live your life in fear. Just know, you know, be smart, right? I mean, do what you can. Where I was pushing back a little bit, AJ, was the idea that, oh, they better go in the gym rather than outside to say, we're going to put them in a bubble. That's all I was saying. But why would you leave Minot? Why would you leave the one state in America that works right now?
Because I listened to Lynn Helm make the comment that if this is a Daytona 500, we've done 50 laps out of 500. So this is a tenth of what's going to actually probably happen in our state with the growth of the oil, and it scares the heck out of me. And as it progresses, if that's the case, it's probably a place where I won't feel safe at some point personally. And it's time for me to move on.
But here's where, and we'll ask, Lynn's going to be on the program Friday. I won't be here. Steve will be here, and Pat Finken is filling in for me. So those two will chat with Lynn. Steve, you should make a note to ask Lynn about this, because I think when Lynn says, if this is the Daytona 500, we've only done 50 laps, what he's saying is in the amount of oil that's come out of the rock, because we get 7 or 8% of it now, what are we going to get, you know, once we get a million barrels a day, and then we go to 10%, how much more is that? He's talking about the oil. Where I think you're worried is everything has to catch up with the amount of oil coming out of the ground. So you need more housing, you need more schools, you need more roads, you need more, you know, highway patrolmen. All of that's going to pick up as well. So, you know, I don't think the Daytona 500 analogy works for anything other than the amount of oil that's going to come out of the ground. I think everything continues to get better every day because you're meeting the challenge, and this has just happened so fast, you know.
Okay.
I don't know if that helps at all, AJ, but hang on a sec. We should talk more about this on the other side of the break, because it's a fascinating conversation. And I got to admit, Steve, you know, you talk about these issues all the time on Energy Matters as well. I'm baffled on why anybody would want to leave the place for all this economic opportunity. As kids can stay now and have a future, but that doesn't mean there aren't challenges. So it's a good conversation.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
The North Dakota Soybean Council reminds you to incorporate soy foods into your holiday meals this season. No matter your taste preference, there is a soy food option to help you maintain a healthy, balanced lifestyle. Packed with high-quality protein, soy foods are an excellent way to keep your family energized and satisfied. Soy foods contain fewer calories, less saturated fat, and little to no cholesterol, making them a healthy choice for you and your family. Soy foods are easy to prepare and simple. simple to incorporate into your favorite dishes. From soy-based soups and salads to hearty dinner choices, you will definitely find a soy food option that is healthy and delicious. For free soy recipes, contact the North Dakota Soybean Council or log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
It's time for another North Dakota Farm Bureau Ag Minute. Why do farmers do what they do? That's the questions you've asked. Don from the North Dakota Farm Bureau is here to answer your questions.
Don, when grain prices increase, we end up paying a lot more at the grocery store, right?
It's a little more complicated than that. It's true that when food prices are high, the grain market may be high too. But a lot of times it's due to a shortage, which means farmers and ranchers are probably having a tough production year. Too wet, too dry, too cold, too hot. Grain markets are traded each weekday and can fluctuate quite a bit. Consumers don't see daily food prices fluctuate based on these markets. And when grain prices are high, livestock producers may sell off part of their herd because feed costs are higher, and that could cause a short-term surplus of meat, thereby lowering the price in stores. But following this price reduction, prices may actually increase due to low supplies.
Thanks, Don. We want to know what questions you have about agriculture and why farmers do what they do. Submit your questions by going to ndfb.org and clicking on the Contact Us link at the top of the page. That's today's What's on Your Mind Ag Minute, brought to you by the North Dakota Farm Bureau.
Hoping, Steve, today somebody will take the time to ask a question.
why do farmers do what they do? And send it to us at ndfb.org, and we will get you an answer. Dawn is so wonderful to track down any of those answers, and it's great fun to see those roll in. Just contact ndfb.org, contact us page, your state, your future, your Farm Bureau. Okay, so AJ, are you still there?
Yes, I am.
We have a call from somebody else that had a question for you, and so we'll do it. We'll double up here and have a twofer. And Tim in Minot had a comment on your comment. So, Tim, meet AJ. Welcome to What's on Your Mind.
Good morning. I just wanted to sort of elaborate on what AJ was saying a little bit. I have a wife who's a teacher in Minot, and I know at one of the high schools they had an open security position that they could not fill for quite a while. So what they did is they have an armed undercover police officer that is there every day now. Okay.
Good thing, bad thing. What are you saying? You're saying that vindicates AJ's idea that this is too crazy. I need to leave. Or
the undercover part? Absolutely. You know, that's one person. I don't know what they're doing as far as rotating through schools or whatever, but it's a start. You know, the kids don't know what he is or what he's doing, or you know.
No, absolutely. And he looks just like a janitor, to my knowledge. But he's carrying a firearm, and he's you know, watching over that school. I don't know how many schools they've hired someone for. I just happen to know that particular school, there is someone there. You know, the school is at least taking a step in the right direction, I think.
Well,
wonderful.
Fascinating conversation, guys. And we're going to bring in the KVOY Valley News Live news director that's been in the middle of this firestorm on this very issue of school security. But, AJ, hang in there, my man. There's always hope, and there's a reason people are coming from 49 states to move to North Dakota. I don't want you or your kids to leave, so we'll finish that conversation another day, but appreciate you listening.
And we're finally in a position where our kids can stay in the state of North Dakota. It wasn't that long ago that we had an exodus of youth out of the state of North Dakota. There was no place for our kids to have jobs and good-paying jobs, whether in the agriculture sector or in the oil patch and all the ancillary businesses as well. You know, we're at an amazing time right now.
We are indeed. KVLY, Valley News Live, news director Ike Walker is with us, and we were, doesn't matter. He's going to be here for a couple of minutes. We'll finish this conversation on the other side of the break as we have trouble tracking him down. Is it a busy morning in the newsroom at Valley News Live, Ike?
Oh, it's always busy, guys. And thanks for having me on. Thanks for being great patriots and fighting for freedom.
Well, I tell you what, we spent a lot of time with our listeners on this issue, and I would say it was probably 70-30 on the side of this was the right decision, you're doing this for the right reasons. What were your reasons? What were your intentions? What was the motivation behind this?
Well, you know, it's interesting, actually. Last week, Jeff Rossin with NBC aired one of his Rossin reports, and in which, coming up on the anniversary of Sandy Hook, he went to a few schools in the New Jersey area to see if they had changed any of their security practices. And he did exactly what we ended up doing. He walked up to the schools, tried to get in. In a couple of schools, he was successful. He was actually able to walk around undeterred. You know, no one questioned his presence. At one school, he actually even ran into a security guard. So he kind of found a mix. So after that story aired, we actually had a woman contact us who said that she was a Fargo parent as well as a Fargo school faculty member. And said that, you know, the story that he did was nothing, that we really needed to check into the security at Fargo schools. So we did exactly that. And to make it fair, we did Fargo, West Fargo, and Moorhead. And, you know, quite honestly, what we found was stunning.
I tell you what, can you hang on? I know we had you scheduled for the bottom of last hour, but we have a news break here coming up and got to pay some bills.
Sure, no problem.
We'd like to continue this conversation. Hopefully that at least sets the stage for what was the intention behind this, and then we can talk about the consequences and whether you agree there ought to be some consequences and what has been the fallout from this story that's gained a lot of attention. So we'll do that after the break. I'm live today at Nesset Consulting in Tioga, North Dakota. Steve, he was here for the groundbreaking. Now things are rolling, so had a chance to come here, and it's a beautiful facility. Highway 40 in Tioga. Open for the community, by the way. They have an event center here as well. So glad to be at NESA Consulting today with What's On Your Mind with Steve Bach, and I'm Scott Hinn, and more straight ahead. Don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited-time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Woulda, coulda, shoulda. Yeah, buying them another sweater, game, or other holiday gift they didn't need was nice. But this season, why not take the easy road, the safer road, and the smarter road? Get those you love something they do need. Give the gift of preparedness with Freeze Dry Guy gift cards. Since 1970, the veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for emergency preparedness with easy-to-make, delicious freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. These long-lasting foods are lifesavers, which come with added comfort, confidence, and convenience, perfect for any power outage, natural disaster, political crisis, or emergency at home, such as job loss or illness. Call Freeze Dry Guy now at 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. You can't predict what's going to happen to your loved ones, but when it does, you can have them ready with gift cards from freezedryguy.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.